Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show, coming to you from Studio B and hitting our syndicated stations coast to coast via the BizTalk Radio Network. Greetings to you all. Happy 2018, guys. I'm Chris Agopian, author of Brilliant Frugal Living, syndicated lifestyle columnist, highly caffeinated host of your show, raising my mug to all of you in salute as we hang out, dedicated to slashing your spending, growing your savings to new, previously unthought of heights, and demolishing your debt once and for all. I'm telling you, you can do it, guys. If your finances are still a bit bruised from several years of financial 1-2 punches, as we sit here enjoying, I am happy to say, a very on the upswing economy, you're in the right place, guys, and you are not alone, not by a long shot. Thanks for hanging out. Huge welcome to all of our newest affiliates and all of our listeners. The emails just keep pouring in. Michael P. listening in from Seattle, Washington. Shania T. listening in from our flagship station, WCHE, here in Philadelphia. Peckman S. listening in from Miami, Florida. And as ever, especially Kathy Tarver and Mitchell Meeks, super fans listening in from Super Talk, Mississippi. As we head towards, unbelievable, 90 stations we're coming up on coast to coast, thanks to the unstoppable force at BizTalk Radio Network. As we sit here in our flagship station here in the Philadelphia area, saving America's wallets 1 hour at a time. Sitting here, coffee in hand. It is so cold here in the Philadelphia area. There's a cold snap just about everywhere coast to coast. I'm hearing from people. We'll talk about this later in the hour, too. We're talking about heating bills and stuff like that as well. That's going to be later on. People are cold. People are cold. I'm thinking it's just me. I'm getting old. I can't take it anymore. Maybe I'm just being a wimp. I shouldn't say anything. Nope. I mentioned it, and everybody's saying, no, Chris, you're right. It is blessed, blasted cold out there. So I'm ready to two-fist and turn up the volume on the heat on my coffee here. It's like my little whoopee right now. Tony says hello as we tackle today's trendy topics. And if you're not two-fisting the nuclear strength, nuclear heat coffee like I am at the moment, that's okay. I'll do enough for both of us, because that's just the type of team player I am. So I'm hearing from people coast to coast. Sounds like everybody had a wonderful holiday. It's 2018. You guys, can you believe this? It's unbelievable. And we're sitting here talking. I got so many different bits of subject matter people are asking for. All of it is excellent. It's so hard to pick a topic each week. We're going through basically how all of our fellow listeners out there are dealing with the cold, are dealing with the latest financial news, all of it fantastic. Love him or hate him, and you know how I feel about him. I love him. Trump is introducing a new economic reality that a lot of today's adults, younger adults, have never experienced before. Now, I was just a young kid. I was in elementary school when Reagan came in, you know, in 1980. But I can remember the economic bounce that happened as a result of his presence in the White House. And there are some people who loved him, some people who hated him. But the economic reality and the skyrocketing improvement in just about everybody's finances, it was just a given. You can't argue with the math. You can't argue with the science. Trump is doing the same thing to our economic reality right now. I want you guys to turn down the noise out there. Good God, there's a lot of noise out there. We hate this. We hate that. Whatever. Oh, it's going to be Armageddon. It's awful stuff. Actually, not so much. Your finances, wherever you are coming from at the moment financially, whatever your background, whatever your current job, whatever your current debt level, whatever your current earning level, 2018 is going to be a fantastic spot on year economically. You heard it here. The vast majority, if not 100% of our listeners, are going to find themselves in a better financial reality than we have seen in over a decade. If you have, and I love the people who are saying, oh, that's just for people getting rich in the stock market. No one's they keep thinking it's like these big, huge conglomerate, fat cat, you know, people sitting on the 97th billionth floor on some corporate building. No. It is Joe and Jane America whose finances are finding themselves in a very pretty place when it comes to the market. Anybody who's got a 401k, anybody who's put a couple of bucks into a retirement account, the vast majority of middle America is doing just that. They're looking at it. They're doing it. They're stepping up their investments in it. Get into the stock market, guys. It doesn't have to be some crazy, you know, making yourself nuts investments. Get yourself a basic, bare bones, low risk, if you don't already, 401k and IRA, you get yourself going through work, you get yourself going just through a simple personal account, you will be amazed at how your money goes to work for you if you get yourself into the stock market. If you are already in the stock market, I'm high-fiving you, babies. You know that I am because Victor and I are in the market as well. And the upturn in this past year has staggered even my most unrealistic Disney expectations. They've been blown away with what our retirement accounts have done in the stock market. And this is very basic. This isn't anything crazy, you know, get rich quick stuff. These are basic bare bones investments. People are asking me, what are we investing in? You're seeing paper. You're listening to paper flying everywhere. I'm not going to tell you what we invest in. I'm not. I'm not going to go that direction because I don't want people thinking, oh, I'm going to do it too, and then God forbid something happens to it. So I don't mean to be vague with what we invest in. We are in very basic, bare bones, just wonderful, old-fashioned investments. Nothing crazy, nothing controversial, nothing anything. And they have gone to the moon this year. Victor and I, you know, we're in our 40s. Victor's in his 50s. And we've been doing this since we were married about 20 years ago. We started getting into our 401ks. Very basic amounts of contributions to it. Nothing crazy, nothing over the top. And it works. You guys, it works. The people who are fueling this amazing stock market are people just like you and I. We're just getting it done. And if you are not in the stock market, get in now, because 2018 is, I'm in my small opinion, going to make 2017 look like Fisher-Price growth. I think it's going to go straight to the moon. I am incredibly jazzed. I'm so jazzed for all of you. You guys know how hard you work. You know how hard you work. You know you've never had so little sleep. Either you're looking for a job or now you're working like crazy at your job. Maybe you're thinking about getting into a new job. I want all of those thought processes to be just put on turbo. Make it happen, guys. 2018 is the year where you can make a lot of these dreams and fantasies and thoughts a reality when it comes to switching up to a new job. Job market is going to be red hot, guys. Go out and make it happen. When it comes to your investments, make your hard-earned money work for you. Get into the stock market. Find the level of risk you're happy with. I am personally only happy with very, very low risk. Not just low risk, low risk. And we are still going to the moon with our investments. It is so empowering. It is so amazing. I want you all to feel that in your own skin as well. And here we're going to be talking about other things you can be doing to make some serious cash in 2018, where before, maybe not so much. So we're sitting here and the emails I'm getting from people have been fantastic. A lot of stuff I would not have thought of. So I got to thank all of our listeners, because I got some pretty darn good ideas when it comes to saving money. But when you put the feelers out to our listeners coast to coast, all 80 some stations, the emails are coming back are just fantastic. One of these things I'm hearing, and my apologies, of course, I don't have the names here, but it says, take a close look at your 2018 calendar, okay? Because you could save hundreds this year on very simple stuff, stuff you don't even have to work that hard at. For example, if you're reaching a milestone birthday, you know, maybe you're turning 40, maybe you're turning 65, you could be eligible for a big discount on your homeowners or your auto insurance since the rates go down as you age. All right, that's I'm not going to go into a lot of detail. A lot of things going down as I age, just putting that out there. But the good news is the rates on some of this stuff goes down too. If you've been saying here, if you've been with the same credit card company for 5 or more years, oh my God, yes, I've been with the same credit card company for like 20 years. And if you've had regular on-time payments, this is where being one of those wonderful, boring on-time payers like me pays off big time. Here's what you do. Call your credit card companies. Tell them flat out you're getting mailers, you're getting other notes, emails from other credit card companies offering a lower rate than what they currently offer you. All right. Go to your current credit card company saying, look, I know I'm paying, you know, fill in the blank percent. This other company's offering me 1% lower. What can you do? Chances are outstanding. Your current credit card company is going to lower their rate to keep you there. Why? Because you're a reliable payer. They don't have to come chasing you down for payments. You know what you're doing. They love you. They will lower your rates. All right. Go there and make it happen. So again, call your credit card company. Tell them, look, I'm thinking about shopping around for other credit cards that are, you know, offering much lower rates, and make it happen. But here's what I want you to do. When you get that inevitable lower rate, all right, so now you got the lower payment, keep paying that same higher amount, because that higher amount's going to go straight to the principal, and you're going to pay down this debt even faster. Do it for yourself. Don't look at this, oh, I'm paying, you know, $50, $100, $200 less a month. This is great. Now I can do this on other stuff. Pay down that debt. Use that lower interest rate as a way to pay down the debt even faster. I'm telling you right now, guys, this is the year that we make that happen. How much time do we have before the break? About a minute. Here we go. One more thing. It says your get change for all of your changes. This one's a good one. This is something that we've experienced here as it is. If you're undergoing a significant change in 2018, you could pare down expenses or earn a tax credit. Here's what I mean. For instance, did you know that if your commute is shortened or you're now working from home, you can save on auto insurance, which is always a good thing. Auto insurance is ridiculous, even for people like myself who are pretty boring, safe drivers. And also, here's the big one. Many home insurance companies also give work-at-home employees a big discount because it means you'll be able to keep a closer eye on your house. That did not even occur to me. I have connected with so many people who are, you know, consultants, or they work on, you know, making web pages, or they're, you know, they're constantly in their home office. It did not occur to me that you could contact your home, you know, your home insurance company and say, look, I'm home. I'm watching the home all the time. You know, take care of me. You know, I'm here to take care of the house. You're going to have much less risk with me. Make that happen, because homeowners insurance can also add up. Obviously, it's much lesser than your auto insurance. Take a look at both of those, auto insurance, home insurance. Talk to your companies, because, again, with the economy just roaring, you're going to find a lot of competition out there, and they want to keep you. Make it happen. Make them work for it. Guys, the time is flying. Hang out for a minute. We're going to take a quick break, pay a couple of bills. More ways we're going to save you huge cash in the new year right after this.
Cheap and small, and not too steep, the best of all.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick, no obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it, and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Howdy, folks. I'm Colonel Sanders. When I told folks my signature KFC pot pie was filled with delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, veggies, and topped in a golden flaky crust and only cost $3.99, they said I was crazy. And maybe I was, because that was 1980, and $3.99 was a lot of money back then. But today, getting a meal that size for just $3.99 is a really great deal. So stop into a KFC and get yourself a pot pie. It's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs for a limited time. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, talking about ways to harness this magnificent new economy we are sitting in the middle of to make it absolutely work for you on all levels in 2018. Think long and hard on this. You're probably too modest to say anything. I'm going to brag on all of you guys here. You've never worked so hard in your life. Am I right? Just nod your head. Have you ever worked this hard in your life? You're constantly on call. You're constantly thinking, should I be checking in with work? You're at work more hours than you'd like to be. You'd like to spend more time with friends, with family, with neighbors, and you're just working like a crazy person. And chances are outstanding, based on the emails I'm getting, that you're doing it to pay off past debt. You didn't go into this debt going on these frivolous holidays. You went into this debt trying to keep a solid roof on your house, trying to keep your kids in decent schools with a couple of decent pairs of shoes. Nothing frivolous, but you guys are in serious debt. Here is the good news, you guys. 2018 is going to be your economic BFF this entire year. You guys, I have never felt so jazzed. I'm a little older than most of the people in the studio here. We got Tony. I got shoes older than Tony. Maybe. I think I definitely got... You're in your 20s? Oh, good God. I definitely got shoes older than you. A lot of kids these days are thinking, and I've talked to a lot of them, and people all ages, people in their 60s, their 70s, their 50s, their 40s, they're dealing with a lot more debt than they'd like. They think it's the new reality. It is not. Debt is going to be an absolute collar around your neck, just kind of dragging us all down. I want every one of you to know the feeling that your hard work is translating into magnificent economic freedom. And in 2018, your money can be put to its highest and best use, where you're not going to believe the growth. You're earning a certain amount of money. Oh, I earn this much per year, so that's how much I have to deal with. Not so much. Think about taking a couple of bucks each month, and you guys decide what's best for you. You're going to be paying down that credit card debt. You're paying off that car debt if you've got it. I'm talking with people who, for the first time, are talking about paying off their house earlier than their current mortgage. It is so empowering, you guys. You are the ones with your hands on the controls. No one else determines what our financial future is going to be. It's going to be you. You got a house you want to pay off? Oh, I got 20 years left on my mortgage. Really? Are you sure about that? Here's one of the biggest things, and I love this. We do this ourselves with our house as well. You got maybe a 30-year mortgage. What are you doing? You're paying one payment per month. It's what people do. Here is an outstanding tip, you guys. I'm telling you right now, this works. We've done it ourselves. You're paying one payment per month, okay? Try making a half payment every 2 weeks, okay? Rather than one payment per month, make a half payment every 2 weeks. Say your mortgage is usually $2,000. Try paying $1,000 every 2 weeks. Have it pulled right from your account. You're not doing any extra work. What this does for you is, now instead of 12 payments per year, 12 full mortgage payments per year, you're now making 26 half payments, which equals, stay with me, an extra mortgage payment per year. When you are paying every 2 weeks, you're doing the equivalent of 13 payments a year. When you pay once a month, you're doing 12 payments a year. What does this do for you? Here's exactly what it does for you. It will lower your mortgage time easily by anywhere between 4 and 6 years, depending on how much extra you want to pay on there. I'm not lying. I'm not kidding. It is the beauty of compound interest. Talk to your bank. Say, look, bank, I want you to have a very nice day, but I want to remind you, you bank, you work for me. And here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to make one interest-free payment, an additional payment once a month. You're going to be making payments every 2 weeks. instead of once a month. You are going to be the one in charge. The bank needs you more than you need it. And if the bank gives you any flack, say, well, that's very nice. Have a wonderful day. And by the way, that bank across the street, I think they're going to work with me. I have never heard yet people with all credit levels, people with all levels of debt, when you go to the bank and say, I want to keep my debt here with you. I want to be paying you my loan payments. I want to make you a little bit of money as well. I would like to change the terms to this. They will work with you. You're going to compromise. You're going to work with them. If you've got some credit that's maybe a little, you know, not where you want it to be, make them aware of that too. They will make you aware of it. Work with them. It is a mutual need. You need them. And honestly, they need you more than you need them. There are banks everywhere. All right. It's a lot tougher for them to go out and get a new customer than to work with an existing customer. Make them know that as well. Don't be a jerk. Don't go in there all swagger and John Travolta Saturday night, you know, whatever. No. Go in there respectfully. Wear your best suit. Show them respect and say, you know what? I want to keep paying you thousands of dollars a month. But here's the terms that I'd really like to do from now on. And I'm telling you right now, chances are outstanding. They're going to shake your hand, work with you, and everyone's a winner. It's all good. Those two payments a month, huge, huge, huge way to make your money work for you. All right, what's this now? Let's see. Oh, this is great. This is a good one. Here's what you got to do. If you're undergoing any kind of a significant change in 2018, it can be a professional change, it can be a personal change, maybe you have a new child, maybe you're changing a job, maybe you have kids that are now going off your insurance, get all this stuff down on paper. You may be able to pare down expenses or earn a tax credit. For instance, get this. If your commute is shortened or you're now working from home, and I know so many people who are working from home now. Maybe they were accountants in an office somewhere. They're now accountants from home. I know people who are at home. They do at-home bakeries. They go around. They have cars coming to them. They work on cars as a mechanic. You know, they're in their driveway. They have their small home business. If you have any kind of a switch-up where you are now working from home a lot more, maybe, here's the next thing. Maybe you've just had a new baby in the house and you've got one parent staying home. You know who the parent is. Of course, it's mom. But if you've got one parent staying home to take care of the baby, you now have someone in your house at all times who's working from home, literally, okay? With this in mind, many home insurance companies give huge work-at-home employees a discount. A huge discount since, obviously, it means you'll be able to keep a much closer eye on your house. You're not doing the average, you know, half-hour commute, one-hour commute. You're not spending all day away from your house. You've got someone in your house all day. Your homeowner's insurance is going to love that. You will talk to them respectfully. Say, look, I got someone in the house now. You got someone in this house 24/7. You're going to find insurance companies work with you, and they're going to give you a discount. I love that. That never even occurred to me. I'm out of the house a lot. I got to be honest with you. I'm at the station. I'm doing other stuff. I'm doing some traveling these days. But if any of you are switching things up where now maybe you're doing more work from home, you're working for the same company, but maybe doing a day or two at home, it all adds up. I love this. Here's another one. If you're looking for a new job in 2018, and so many people I know are just, guys, this economy is just on fire, and it's on fire for you. Warm your hands at the fire of this fantastic economy. This is the year where if you have been like so many people out there, I don't want to lose my job. I better spend more hours at my job. I got a family to take care of. I got friends to take care of. I got a house to pay off. I got to stick with this crummy, awful job that really is not a good fit for me anymore. I know so many men and women who have done that for the sake of their family. This is the year. You make it happen and you go out and take that step towards that much better job for you. Here's the good news that honestly did not occur to me. If you're looking for a new job in 2018, chances are outstanding. You're spending a lot of time in your car. You might do some telephone interviews. You might do a little bit of walking from your current office, but chances are outstanding. You're spending a heck of a lot of time in your car. Here's what you do. You deduct all of these job hunting expenses. Think about it this way. If you're spending, let's say, an extra hour in your car every, I don't know, month, and you're doing job searching, you're driving an hour this way, you're going and checking out a company over there. Keep all of these expenses in mind. Buying a new suit, that's a job expense, believe it or not. Keep everything in mind and keep it recorded. I have got buddies who are just these accounting nerd geniuses. And I say that with all due respect, man. They have got tricks. Well, I consider it a trick. These fabulous accountants consider it just, you know, a given. Everybody knows that. Doesn't everybody know that? No, they don't. Take every expense you have, a lunch out. while you're job hunting. The gas for your car, the maintenance for your car, maybe throwing an oil change in there. Whatever expenses you have that are job-related, job-seeking related, you can discount that. You can take that as a deduction on your taxes. Brilliant stuff. I love this so much. You guys, 2018 is your year. Write down your most lofty goals. What is it? Paying off the house, paying off the car, getting the new job, getting a job raise at your current place 10% or more. I want you writing it down, and I want you making it a reality. No one can do this like you can. You know what you want to do. This is the year where you take serious steps towards making it happen. Very exciting. And Tony's shutting me up again. Guys, we'll be back right after this with Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate. Don't go away. Cheap is
small. If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, and it is half past the hour. You know what that means. Time for another fabulously informative and no doubt entertaining segment of Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate, starring the fabulous guy to my right here, otherwise known as Dad. Happy New Year, sir. It's 2018. Can you believe this?
Yes, I can.
Unbelievable.
Yes, I can, dear. And by the way, Happy New Year to you,
happy
too.
New
and
Year.
By the way, it's entertaining? Absolutely.
Yes.
We know at least two people who get entertained very highly every week when we do this show, and that's you and me.
We certainly
and
do.
And that is you and me.
And it's not just us, although we are wildly entertained by ourselves, and we know this. But your listeners and your fans, coast to coast.
You're getting a little too egocentric here, Chrissy?
No. Okay. No, we could do
you
much
gotta
worse
be,
than this.
You got to be listener-centered in order to survive.
And we have got the world's best listeners. And every week we get great feedback from all of our listeners, coast to coast, because you've got this great advice that oftentimes is very eye-opening when it comes to the real estate market, especially here, as I sit here, in the very cold temperatures we've got here in the Philadelphia area, and no doubt coast to coast in a colder temperatures than you're used to as well. Despite that, we have a very active, thriving real estate market that not a lot of people know about these days.
We certainly do. And I tell you what, to kick it off, tell the people about our Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate Hotline, which
Absolutely.
Is also my voicemail line, rather. But any question you got about real estate at all, folks, question about, you know, what kind of a realtor to find, other advice, I can certainly give the advice and then refer you to somebody who's a local expert if that would help meet your needs. And that number, Chrissy,
yep.
is.
Your network is vast, guys. Call or text anytime, 484-574-4088.
Once again, that's 484-574-4088.
So what are the tea leaves telling you this week with regards to the real estate market, sir?
A couple of things I want to talk about, Chrissy, and that is just a bit of statistics to begin with. Existing home sales reached the highest pace in the last 11 years.
Is that right?
The last 11 years. Taking it back to 2006.
Wow.
11, we engineers are good at math. Now, 2006, we were just beginning the final stages of that horrendous price run-up that culminated in the start of the crash in 2008 that was absolutely brought on by unintended consequences of well-intended policies on the part of our federal government. But here is the headline. Existing home sales reached the highest annual pace in 11 years.
Wow.
This is from the National Association of Realtors, Existing Home Sales Report, December 20th, 2017. So it's hot off the press. Month over month, sales are up almost 6% from the previous month, 4% year over year, which means the pace of home sales in 2017 is up about 4% from 2016.
Very nice.
Which was also breaking records. Inventory levels dropped for the 30th consecutive month. That's what, 2.5 years?
Nice.
There's a 3.4-month supply of houses. Now, National Association of Realtors and others tell us that in order to have a balanced market, about the same number of buyers and sellers, you need somewhere between a 5- and 7-month inventory.
Okay, that makes sense.
And now we've got about a 3.4-month supply, which means we're in a very, very strong seller's market. There are more buyers than sellers in most parts of the country. Get in touch with a local realtor or give me a shout. I can still run these numbers for you. And inventory levels are dropping. So what that means is the supply of houses is dropping, but not to fear, nothing to panic about. There's still the house out there that you are going to find that's going to be perfect for you and your family.
Yep.
It's just going to take you a little while longer to do it.
It's worth it.
Inventory levels are down almost 10% from November of 2016. The median price is $248,000 in the whole country. That's kind of the same thing as the average, only it's a little better tracking system. And that's up about 6% from November of last year. Distressed sales, which are foreclosures and short sales, which were a big drag on the market like 3 and 4 years ago, distressed sales were about 35% of the market, or 1 in 3, about 4 years ago.
Man.
Now they're down to 4%, or like 1 in 25.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So that is a much, much healthier market that we have going right now.
Yep.
And like I say, existing home sales reached the highest pace in 11 years just this last month.
And it's information like that is incredible. incredibly helpful. People, there's so much noise coming at people these days from wherever you're listening to. You know, this time a couple of years ago, maybe we weren't feeling so well or so secure in our jobs. Maybe we thought our bills were going to be kind of outpacing our raises that we're getting. It's time for people to take a deep breath, kind of turn down all the noise, and listen to Dad when it comes to all the various news that's coming in. The tea leaves are looking very good in the average Joe's and average Jane's favor when it comes to, you know, sit down and put pen to paper. Are you feeling more secure in your job right now? Chances are pretty darn good that yes, you are. Are you feeling a little more secure in maybe getting that raise or keeping that job or moving on to a higher paying job? Or maybe the bills are going to start looking a little better because you can pay down your credit card bills that much faster these days. Read the tea leaves, because the biggest thing that seems to be holding people back from dipping a toe into the market is just plain old fear.
Yep, I agree with that. And I think that is changing with the much improved economic condition in the country. Consumer confidence is at a high, I think, last 15, 20 years. It hasn't been that high.
It's amazing.
And like I say, people are feeling more and more confident about their jobs. A lot of bonuses being passed out by companies after the passage of the Trump-led tax reduction.
Nice.
So lots and lots of things are kind of coming together, convince more and more people to say, yeah, you know what, now is the right time to buy a house. And I also saw some house affordability statistics, Christy, comparing 1998 or 1999, I think, to 2017.
Okay.
And I don't know exactly what goes into these affordability statistics, but it looks at average income levels, average prices, interest rates, et cetera, et cetera. And in 46 of the 48 continental United States, houses are more affordable now than they were back in 1998, 1999.
Nice.
Yeah, so those are some of the reasons that housing sales are way, way up. Folks, if you're on the fence thinking about it, say, well, maybe I'll wait till the spring market, or maybe I'll wait till the summer, or maybe I'll wait till after I get my bonus, or maybe I'll wait for this, or maybe I'll wait for that. You know, if you're secure in your job, reasonably secure in your job, you know that you're going to be still working a year from now, 5 years from now, I say jump in now, because prices are going up. They've gone up a fair amount, about 6% from last year, 6% the previous year. But the expectations and the forecasts are that prices are going to continue to go up.
Nice.
For the next 5 years, my personal expectation is, depending upon economic policy coming out of the federal government, we're probably going to see housing price increases for the next 5 to 10 years. Ultimately, there'll be a correction. The market will get overheated. You'll see a 10 to 20% price correction, but not like the 50% price collapse we had starting back in 2008. There will be a correction.
A healthy one.
It's going to hit, it'll be a healthy one. Take some excess steam out of the market, and then it'll begin to recover again, provided the federal government doesn't do too much to micromanage the housing industry.
Yep.
Okay, so definitely find the time, get in touch with a good realtor, find out what you need to do to get yourself into that first house.
Very cool.
Financial reasons, and there are also a lot of other reasons why we buy houses. And Chrissy, what do you think some of the other reasons would be? And by the way, folks, this is not an open book test. I'm looking at the test here. I downloaded it last night.
Nice.
And I'm not going to give her the answers, but what do you think? What do you think the top four reasons are why people buy houses?
Why people buy houses? The top four. One is for more financial security. It's an excellent investment year after year, generation after generation.
That is reason number four.
Excellent.
That's also financial reasons.
If I'm thinking of the question correctly, and something else I wanted to talk about today, if we have the time, is about an additional home either for investment or for a vacation home. People are talking about that more often as well.
Wrong.
Really?
Well, the biggest one is, you know, owning your home offers stability to start and raise a family.
Boom.
You know, you're not subject to rental rate increases on the part of your landlord. You can pick the neighborhood you want to live in.
Yep. The schools.
You're not going to be subject to what other renters are doing to your neighborhood. Really, really true that our neighborhoods where homes are owned in the 70, 80, 90% range are better neighborhoods to live in than where you got 60, 70, 89% renters. I'm not saying anything against renters. That's just the way it is. If you own something, you're going to take better care of it.
It's like 101. It makes sense.
So from the best neighborhoods to the best school districts, you know, even those without children at the time of the purchase could have this in the back of their mind as a major reason for choosing the location of the home that they purchase.
Absolutely right.
And every month when you write out that mortgage check, you're going to say, that doesn't feel quite as big as it did last month.
That's right.
Okay, so the prices are still going up, but once you lock in that 30-year zero-point loan at about 4% now, which is almost free money, that monthly mortgage payment is going to be less and less and less. Secondly, Chrissy, there's just no place like home.
Yep.
It offers you safety and security, but also a comfortable place that allows you to relax after a long day. Place that the kids can play and run around and play in the backyard.
Have family over. Exactly.
Have family over. And you got more space for yourself and your family.
And it's kind of deeper than that, too. You got the Psych 101 effect, where when you're going to work in the morning, you know you're coming back and you're working to pay down the house that you own. The ripple effect
effects go on and on.
It is. Mm-hmm. But I always think of, I guess it's my engineering background, but I think of the major reason for buying a house is financial. You know, the house that we bought 38 years ago when we moved into the Philadelphia area for $83,000. Now, we found ourselves a fixer-upper that was all beat to pieces because your mother wanted to have a project for the first year or two until youngest sister was in school.
Yep.
And that was her project for the next year or two. I helped, but that was basically her project. And now that house is worth over $500,000. And I think when I run the numbers finally when we sell, I'm sure the house had been paying us every day.
Heck,
we've been living
yeah.
there. But from 1974, 75, 76, housing prices were flat or going down. So
yikes.
It's not an unbroken series of yearly gains.
Oh, yeah.
But when you look back over the long term, 5, 10, 15, 20 years, you're going to say, man, was that a good investment?
So, oh, heck yeah.
Financial reasons plus owning your own home offers stability to start and raise a family. No place like home. You can come home and be yourself and relax and kick back. More space for you and your family. Place for the kids to grow their own circle of friends. So lots and lots of reasons. Primarily, it's a financial one. And right now, the biggest reason for buying a house right now is mortgage rates are still unbelievably low.
Yep.
Unbelievably low. The 4% interest rate, I still can't believe that's there. I'm sure. I've been predicting for the last 5 years interest rates are going up. Makes great financial sense for a way for you to increase your net worth year after year. But stability, you got a lot more space for you and your family.
There you go.
Those are the reasons, and I see we're out of time.
Can you believe the time flies when you're spreading good news like that? It's all good, guys. Dip a toe in, jump in. The water's fine. It's all good. We'll be right back, guys, right after this.
Cheap is small, and not too steep, but best of all.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older?
If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show. Many thanks again to John Harriet, a.k.a. Dad, for another fabulous Dad and Daughter Talk real estate segment. And another just quick reiteration on this. Wherever you are in your life right now, chances are either you're a homeowner or you're a renter. You're thinking about maybe switching up to a house. Maybe you're switching up to a bigger house. Maybe you're thinking about an investment property. Maybe you're thinking about maybe a property at the lake house or, you know, a mountain house or a shore house. Wherever you are, I want you to think so big in 2018, your head almost blows off your body. This is the year that you have been waiting for, you guys. This is the year where the hard-earned money you bring home is going to work harder than you ever thought possible. You deserve it. I want you to harness it with all the energy that it's going to create for you and make it happen. It's all good. I mentioned earlier in the show, we were talking about ways to, you know, later on, we were going to talk about ways to lower your heating bill. I can't do that this week because I got so much stuff going on here now. I barely went through a fraction of the emails I got. We will go through next week, I promise, fingers crossed, ways to lower your energy bills in the wintertime. Wherever you are, chances are outstanding. It's colder than you'd like it to be. I'm even hearing from people in our Florida stations as well, where they're just not a happy camper right now weather-wise. We're going to talk about ways to weatherproof, winterproof, January-proof your home. It's all going to be good. And there's serious money there, too. I got to do stuff in my house. All right, I'm going off on a brief tangent here. It has been so cold at my house. How cold is it? It's so cold. We have been in this house for almost 20 years. I've never felt it this cold in the family room. The family room has got windows on three walls, you know, and they're not the best windows. It's time to invest in those. So Victor's checking it out. We could do it for maybe about $3,000, take care of all the windows. There's like almost a dozen windows in our family room. Maybe not that many, about maybe nine. And it's going to cost a couple of bucks. We have finally done the number crunching with this cold, cold winter we have here in the Philadelphia area. It's time to get doing some windows. So that and other things is what we'll talk about next week. Right now, we're talking about ways to harness this fabulous 2018 and all the good news waiting for all of you in this. And here's one of the things you want to do, too. Order a free credit report. I don't mention this often enough, but honestly, this is one of the biggest assets you can have, is to be fully aware of everything on your credit report, because this is the year you might go for finally looking for a new car. And I say new, but you know I mean a gently used car, because you're going to get much more value for that. If you're looking at any kind of a car, there are several reputable car dealers out there. Find the one that works for you. Do not overspend, for the love of God. Don't make me find you. One of the best things you can do when you walk in to get that new car or to look at maybe a new loan for your house or maybe get that first mortgage, get a, you know, workup mortgage, whatever it is, your credit report is going to be a huge help. Okay, when we were talking before the break about lowering your credit card bills, having your credit report in front of you is going to be wildly helpful. All right, no matter what you're doing in 2018, if you're looking to improve your financial standing, get yourself a credit report. People are saying, I hear from people saying, I really don't want to know because I'm convinced it's going to be that crappy. Chances are good, it's not going to be as bad as you think. All right, by law, you are entitled to one free credit report every year from each of the three credit reporting bureaus. Okay, there's three of them: Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. Chances are excellent you've heard of these things, okay? So you are entitled by law to one free credit report. It makes me insane that when people, they think that when you're going to get a credit report, your credit drops. You're entitled to one free one every year. Here's your freebie. Order yours. You can get one at annualcreditreport.com, or you can call this number. Call this number if you want to, 877-322-8228. Okay, here's the number again. Either go to annualcreditreport.com or call 877-322-8228. You'll get your credit report. Chances are good. I've heard from people, this happens a lot. You'll be able to spot errors, old issues that should be expunged from your report, and other problems, okay? Then you request the fixes. This way, if you get, you know, you want to get a loan or you want to open a new line of credit this year, you're going to have a higher likelihood of getting what you want. And you may also, big thing here, qualify for a lower interest rate, saving you thousands. All right. This is your life. This is your hard work. This is your money. This is your plans for the future. Arm yourself with everything you can get your hands on to make those dreams a reality. And I want you guys thinking big. Again, we've had a past decade where, you know, maybe you got wonderful family, healthy friends. It's all, that's the important stuff. But financially, over the last decade, we have all been completely beaten around the head and shoulders. You have been dealing with the job that maybe wasn't the right fit for a while. You stuck with it because you're grown-ups, you're adults, and you did it for family, for friends, so that, you know, you could take care of business. 2018 is going to be, listen to the sound of my voice, people. 2018, turn down the crappy noise out there saying it's Armageddon, it's this, it's that. Love them or hate them, we got a person in the White House who's going to help make your economic dreams a magnificent reality. All right, turn down that. You don't have to love him. Love his policies. You don't have to adore him. You don't have to. Just love the work that he's doing, because it's going to impact you and your household in ways that you never dreamt possible. Here's what I want you thinking. It's January. January 2018. Unbelievable. Start writing down what you want to do. I want your goals, lofty, crazy Disney lofty goals here. You want to pay off a $10,000 credit card? Make it happen. Make it happen. I'm not throwing out words here. You have got the stars and the moons are aligning to make every one of your credit card dreams, ripping them up, cutting them up, every one of your financial dreams. You want to pay off your house faster? This is the year you get that in action. You want to go and maybe buy your first house? Ooh, and something else we were talking about. We've got people here in the studio who rent. Okay, it's not all about mortgages. It's sometimes about rent. If you were the person who's going to be just more of a renter your whole life, knock it out of the park. Do what you got to do. Everybody's different. Here's a great tip, though, and something I've known people to do this. Go to your landlord, especially if you've been there for a couple of years. Say, I'm going to pay you in advance the full year's rent. All right, what is that going to be? $1,000 a month? $2,000 a month? Start getting money saved up where you can start paying in advance and tell them, you know what, I'll be happy to pay this in advance for you. I know people who pay $1,500 a month in rent, okay? That's $18,000 a year. Holy crap, that's a lot to spend in rent, you guys. If you can, start thinking seriously. If you are renters, think seriously about making this the year you buy a house. I don't know your personal life. Maybe you're thinking you're terrified. Oh, I'm no good at taking care of home repair stuff. No good at this. It doesn't matter. Think long and hard if home ownership is going to be the right fit for you. I just said $18,000 a year in rent. A lot of people are paying about that. You know, everybody's different cross country. But $1,500 a month is not a tough amount to pay for rent. That's pretty standard. Think about $18,000 a year going out of your pocket, never to be seen again. What would happen if $18,000 a year went into a mortgage for a house that you would own? It's just a no-brainer, guys. Make it happen. Here's the good news. If you are renting and you know you're renting for the foreseeable future, go to your landlord, say, I'm going to pay you 6 months advance, and start saving it up. You got the power. You make it happen. Or you save up. I know people who pay it an entire year in advance and ask for a 20% discount. Imagine getting nearly 2 months, air quotes, free rent by paying in advance. That is making your hard-earned money work for you. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Guys, can you tell how jazzed I am that it is January 2018. Yeah, it's freezing cold. Yeah, I'm whimpering out big time. I'm clutching to my coffee like a big old whoobie. But the good news is, it's 2018. This is going to be the year that you turn your economic reality on its head. I want your most lofty goals to become a reality, and here's where we make it start. Keep sending your good stories. Send all of your good stuff. I want to hear from each and every one of you. And until next week, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there.
Cheap is small, and not too steep, the best of all.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.